You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So the national health problem in the U.S. of childhood obesity may be self-evident, but the interventions available to effectively change it are not. Do you target kids with inspirational messages, as First Lady Michelle Obama's campaign has? Or do you target kids warning them of the social stigma and other disadvantages associated with obesity in childhood, as a hospital in Georgia has done with some provocative billboards? Or are parents the better target? Any suggestions out there?
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm calling from Detroit. The children, they're already stigmatized. They're overweight. Anything that can help them to get a grip is helpful. Anything that will help them change.
I believe that the parents should be the ones targeted in a campaign such as this. And if they prepare the food, buy the food that's healthy, the kids will eat that healthy food and hopefully lose weight.
Two voices there, one from Detroit, one from Mooresville, North Carolina. Listeners weighed in on this conversation all week after we focused on that Georgia ad campaign. Joining us this morning is another listener, Allison Dedieco. She's a Takeaway listener from the great station of WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, also the mother of an overweight child with some special needs. Allison, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about these interventions for a moment, because a lot of the parents who called us mentioned that you may intervene at home as a parent, and yet there are things out in the environment, the social environment that kids experience that negates those interventions. Have you had experiences like that?
A lot of experiences like that, actually.
Explain how it works.
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, you try to be as informed as you can when you have a baby. You know, you can nurse them, which is suggested. You give them all the healthy baby foods. You can feed them organic food. You can have all the healthy food at home that you want. Then you send them into the school system, and I believe, be it public or private, though my son is in a public school, and they're confronted by food that you would never serve them at home. And it's quite difficult to avoid. That's one area that's very difficult to avoid.
Now, how much does your son weigh?
Well, he is not obese. He's
right.
An overweight child. He's 10 years old, and he's weighing around 115. And now, he's a tall guy.
Sure.
But he is overweight.
Now, a lot of listeners are going to ask this question, so I'll just pose it to you. Now, is there a threshold here as a mom when he gets to be 90 pounds, when he gets to be 80 pounds? Where do you really set the bar, or do you simply sort of notice this holistically and try to intervene on an incremental basis?
Well, you know, I have to give some credit to healthcare today, because as my son was developing, even as he was 4 and 5 years old, and I would take him in for his well visits, I would be told, "Yeah, he's in the." They always give you percentiles. He's in the 90th percentile for height, and he's in about the 85th to 90th percentile for weight. So you're going to have to start watching. So they would alert you, and you know, you kind of also know if your kid is looking a little chunky. And then I also have to credit the school system, because I know at least our school district, they send you a body mass index every year. They take the kid's height, weight, and they send you an index, and they let you know. They send you a letter if your child is either underweight or overweight, or whether your child is sort of nearing some sort of a breaking point where they're going to be at risk.
Now, certainly, people who have described this problem suggest that, there's a discipline issue here, but there's also an options issue here. Listen to – this is one of your neighbors here, actually, Melissa, a listener from Pittsburgh. Listen to her predicament.
Okay. Hi, my name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh. It is true, I was a overweight child, and my available resources were the easier, quick sugary foods as a child. And now, as a parent of three daughters, I noticed that I have to have available fruits and vegetables, and they will eat them. But if the cookies are available, they'll eat those as well.
The range of options in the United States in terms of what you can put in your diet is part of the problem here, wouldn't you say, Allison?
I would absolutely agree, yes, and I would agree with her. And I know that my son would love to come home and have me pile a bowl of Cheez-Its or junk or whatever in front of him. But if I give him a little bit of that and then I also slice up some fruit and stick it there, he will eat it. You know, you do have to go that extra mile. And, you know, not everybody can do that. Not every mom is going to be able to be home and, you know, have a healthy snack available right away when their kid's hungry after school. So it is difficult.
Now, we should say that your son is diagnosed with Asperger's. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, it's easy for him under that diagnosis to get fixated on various behaviors, food being one of them.
This is
also an issue with his use of the computer as well, right?
Yeah.
So how do you enforce that? I mean, you've got a difficult intervention because of the Asperger's, but in a sense, it's the same as what other parents are facing.
Yeah. And his case is pretty mild as far as Asperger's is concerned. But he really likes the computer. He's building his own website, even though he's only 10. So I have to just kind of be on top of him. And, you know, he's enrolled in different recreational sports and just try to get him, you know, okay, you have this amount of time, then you've got to do something else. But, you know, I have to be honest with you, I know quite a few parents who have kids who are not on the spectrum in any sense, and
same
they don't even try to get their kids off the computer.
Well, let's talk for a second in the minute or so that we have here.
Okay.
And again, I really appreciate you allowing us to sort of intervene into your personal life here.
Sure.
Do you exercise? Does your child see you exercising and seeing other members in the family exercising?
Yeah, what a good point. Well, he knows that I go to an exercise class. He sees that that I leave and I have exercise stuff on.
Maybe you should go with you.
Yeah, right. If I could take him, I would.
Yeah.
So,
is there any campaign? Let's just talk about the ad campaign that motivated this whole conversation before we go. Are you more interested in ads that shame a child, that get sort of negative warning messages, or the kind of inspirational message of Michelle Obama? Or do you think the intervention should be with parents?
I don't think kids should be shamed. I don't care. I really don't. I think that's negative, and I think absolutely not. And I would agree more with what Michelle Obama has been doing. I think it does lie more with the parents, though. Here you are speaking to someone right in it, and it's really difficult, as hard as I try.
Good luck and keep hanging in there. And thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Allison Dadieko is mother of an overweight child. She's a Takeaway listener, listens on Essential Public Radio there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much. You can be a part of this conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.